Good morning, and welcome to you one and all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to meet you. You are all invited to stay after the service for our bring and share lunch in the Mayo Hall. But before that, there will be a short video as the start of our training around dementia. Pastoral news. There is a celebration of the life of Anne Patterson here this Wednesday at 2 p.m. Isaac Enriquez Vernon passed his grade 2 trumpet, and he would like us to know that his enthusiasm and development has come from the people of this church. That's it. Thank you.
Our brothers and sisters in Christ who are members at John Bunyan Baptist Church are with us among. Good to see you. nice wave. The other thing is to say, Anne Patterson's Thanksgiving service Wednesday here. Anne Patterson was a faithful, regular, worshipping member of this church. Anne Patterson. You may not have known her personally. She was your sister in Christ. If you can come on Wednesday afternoon to represent all those who now rest with Jesus and can't be with us in the room, that would be good. Wednesday afternoon, 2 o'clock, please come. We're going to sing some songs. Up again. I'll sing the words, you'll sing them back. And you don't need that because I'm not projecting them. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. Now, you three, if these good people are doing the actions, it's not fair if you're not joining in. You ready? Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get round of it. Oh, wonderful love. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get round of it. Oh, wonderful love. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get round of it. Oh, wonderful love. Excellent. Minor domestic dispute going on over here, but never mind, eh? Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come, all you people,
come and praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come and praise your Maker.
Come now and worship the Lord. We join together to pray. Let us pray. Have a seat. God of all pilgrims and God of all people, breathe life into our faith where it is stale. Breathe truth into our misunderstandings when we are mistaken. Breathe colour into our minds where they are black and white. Breathe reconciliation into our anger where we are estranged. Breathe eternity into our now when we are afraid. Breathe grace into our lives, that we might be your disciples in your world today. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The first reading is from the Gospel according to John and continues. We've had the reading of the feeding of the 5,000. We've had a bit of a discussion on it. This continues the discussion and talks about the food that will last. And Jean Thompson will read this passage to us.
So, John chapter 6, verse 35, and then 41 to 51. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never be thirsty. The people started grumbling about him because he'd said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. So they said, this man is Jesus, son of Joseph, isn't he? We know his father and mother. How then does he now say he came down from heaven? Jesus answered, stop grumbling among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him to me. And I will raise him to life on the last day. The prophets wrote, everyone will be taught by God. Anyone who hears the Father and learns from him comes to me. This does not mean that anyone has seen the Father. He who is from God is the only one who has seen the Father. I am telling you the truth. He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. But the bread that comes down from heaven is of such a kind that whoever eats it will not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I give so that the world may live. Thanks be to God.
Amen. So Jesus preaches to them, and they cannot believe what he is saying because they think they know who he is. Who are you? There was a retired man doing a part-time job, and he arrived late for work one morning. His supervisor, who did not approve of the company policy of employing old people, asked scathingly, "What would they have said if you had been late in your last job?" The grey-haired man smiled at the memory and replied, "Good morning, sir. Would you like your coffee now?" Let us pray. Forgive us, eternal God. When we look at somebody and assume that they have no truth to tell us, nothing new to share with us, forgive us for our assumptions and open our ears that we may hear your truth spoken in strange languages, shared in new ways. Forgive us and enliven us, Lord our God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We join to sing the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We'll sing the refrain, O Lord, hear my prayer. So the word comes, the word is preached, God's people are called and are shaped, and now the challenge is, how are God's people to live out this life? This passage, Barbara Fielding will read to us.
Reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, starting to read at verse 25, carrying on to into verse 5. No more lying then. Each of you must tell the truth to one another, because we are all members together in the body of Christ. If you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin. And do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a chance. Those who used to rob must stop robbing and start working in order to earn an honest living for themselves and to be able to help the poor. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit is God's mark of ownership on you, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another, and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. Amen.
Amen. Now, some of this reading, some people would hear it and think, ah, yes, that's common sense. Common sense. Anybody would know that that's how it should be. I would like us to go through the words as we've just gone through, go through them again and ask ourselves, would we put this in the category of common sense, or would we put this in the category of work of the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit required, common sense. So the first one is, put away falsehood. Stop lying. Put away falsehood. Common sense? Common sense? Work of the Holy Spirit? Okay. Speak the truth to your neighbours. Difficult. Does that make it common sense, or does that make it the work of the Spirit? Both. Be angry, but do not sin. So you can be angry. Anger of itself is not sinful. The consequences can be. Common sense, work of the Holy Spirit. Work of the Holy Spirit. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Common sense. Almost proverbial. Almost proverbial, isn't it? Thieves must give up stealing. Common sense. Labor and work honestly. Common sense. Share with the needy. Common sense? Both? Both. What happens if they need your country? Share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth. Pardon? Holy Spirit. Yeah, okay. Only say what is useful for building up. Holy Spirit. Let your words give grace to those who hear. Work of the Spirit. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Must be the work of the Holy Spirit. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger. So don't stick around in it. Both common sense and the work of the Spirit. Put away from you all wrangling and slander together with all malice. Both. What about be kind to one another and tender-hearted? Holy Spirit, forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Must be the Spirit. Be imitators of God as beloved children. Spirit, live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. The work of the Spirit. So there are a number of things that on a superficial level we might think of as, oh yes, commonsensical. The question is, right, fair enough, these are aspirations that anything that comes out of your mouth is to be built, is for the building up of another person. The question is, how are you going to do it? And the answer to that question is the Holy Spirit, is how it's going to happen. And it is not if you just pull up your bootstraps, give it your force of your personal will and your own personal energy, you will make this thing happen. It is through the Spirit that lives in us, transforms the people that we are from the inside, and then that flows out. And how does that happen? The answer to that, my friends, is a word that we've already used a number of times already, but we use it so often we slip by and we don't know how amazing this word is. And the word is grace. It's not earned. The transformation that God can bring about in each one of us is because our God is generous, gracious. We're going to play a song. You could join in. You don't have to.
There in the newborn cry, there in the light of every sunrise, there in the shadows of this life, your great grace. It's there on the mountain top, every day in the Monday, there in the sorrow and the dancing, your great grace, oh such grace. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your me. Yes, your grace finds me. It's there on the wedding day, there on the weeping by the graveside, there in the
So G. Generous. R. Real. A. Accepting. C. Christ-like. E. Eternal. Gracious God, your grace finds us. May we allow you to work with us to shape the people that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We join to sing Amazing Grace. So let us pray. We pray for all those people who are struggling because of the names that they have been called. For children who've been called useless. For those who've been called cruel names because they are different. For young people who've been called that they're no good. And for the elderly who are called burden. For those whose reputation has been destroyed by the press. For those who've made mistakes and never lose the tag of their errors. For those truth tellers whom corrupt governments call criminals. For those whose labels keep them down. And for ourselves, when we limit our potential and believe things falsely spoken over us. Gracious God, hear our prayer and open our ears to hear your call on us, your children. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Lord God, all that we are and all that we have is your gift to us. Our gifts and prayers and the whole of our lives we offer with joy to your service. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. So tell me what you've been up to, what you've been making, what is that disgusting thing in those bags, with all due respect? Smell. Do I have to? Not really. Delicious.
So, it's what's in there, do you remember?
Sugar?
Yeah.
Right. No. What is it?
We put warm water, didn't we?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeast.
And what could that be eventually?
Sandpit.
What could it be?
bread. It could be bread. Aha, that might be why you did it. And what are the signs that you've got there to show us all?
I am the bread of life.
And we've got bread over there. Several different varieties of bread.
So that's the corner to be going to once the service is over. Several different varieties of bread.
Okay, thanks, Sophia. Right, we won't cook this
one. No, thank you very much. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Delightful. We're going to sing Christ Be Our Light.
Thank you.
sending out prayer. Be proud of who you are. Be affirming of others. And be bold as we proclaim Jesus, the living bread, who sustains, nourishes, and draws all who are hungry to the Father's love, today and every day. And all God's people said, Amen. Here I am. We're going to show this a clip. It's about 10 minutes long. It was produced for an NHS trust. Okay? So that's the context. But the material and the way it's set up, it applies for all of us, though their specific setting is clearly hospital in the way that ours is houses and shops and church buildings and wherever. Okay?
What it's like to make a cup of tea and forget the order of events or how the kettle works? How would you feel if you woke up one morning to find a stranger asking you to take your clothes off so they can wash you? Imagine you take a journey, one you have taken every day for 20 years, but today you don't know how to get home. You look in a mirror and see a stranger looking back at you. These are just some of the problems faced by people living with dementia. So what is dementia? Essentially, it is a degenerative disease of the brain that causes death of brain tissue and results in loss of brain function. Alzheimer's disease is typically the type most of us have heard of. As yet, there is no cure, but there is so much we can do as a society to help people living with dementia. Some of the signs and symptoms include memory loss, speech, communication difficulties, visual disturbances, coordination problems, mood changes, poor concentration, getting lost in familiar places, making mistakes in normal skills, sleep, appetite changes, frustration, and anger. Potential triggers of these behaviours might include misunderstanding the environment, loss of inhibitions and self-control, people's past history, being in pain, our own responses to people living with dementia, not being able to make themselves understood, or indeed understanding others. As the condition progresses, the symptoms become worse. People living with dementia find that unfamiliar surroundings, e.g. being admitted to hospital, can be very confusing, causing distress, anxiety, and frustration. Don't forget that it is the result of dementia and loss of brain function that accounts for this behaviour. There are many causes of dementia, and people will have different presentations depending on which part of the brain has been affected and to the severity of the disease process itself. There are currently over 800,000 people living with dementia in the UK. Dementia will soon touch every family in the land, whether you are living with the disease itself, professional, family member, or a friend. As trust employees, we could meet anyone living with dementia on the ward, in the restaurant, or on the corridor, car parks, etc. In fact, any one of us could be in a position where they need to act sensitively and to offer help. Watch the following scenes and reflect on the following behaviour.
Are you okay?
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Can I help you?
Lady, here. She looked rough. Can you help her?
Yeah, yeah. You okay? Are you a patient? Which ward are you from? Can I help you? Oh, you lost. What's the matter? Yeah. What's your name?
Of control.
Are you okay?
Thanks very much.
Hello. Hello, my name's Mandy. Are you lost? Hello. Are you lost? Hiya, my name's Mandy. What's your name? What's the matter?
My mum wants me.
Alright, where's your mum?
My mum's got home.
Alright, what's your name? My name's Mandy. Can I get you quite safe? I'll try and help you if I can. What's your name?
Brenda,
I'm Mandy. You're quite safe. You say you're looking for your mum?
My mum.
Well, do you not think your mum will be a bit worried about you?
Yeah,
because you're a bit lost, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're quite safe. You're in hospital, Brenda. It's all right. Your mum knows you're here. So shall we go back to where you've come from? Because I think you might have just wandered a little bit too far and got lost. Do you want to do that? Where do you live, Brenda?
It's Con Street, Ravensbury.
Did you think your family would be a bit worried if they didn't know where you were? Yeah. Shall we go back and try and find them, Brenda?
Yeah,
you're quite safe. Nobody's going to hurt you. Do you want me to take you back? Yeah. Shall we go? Shall I hold your hand and we'll go? All right then, Brenda. Let's go, shall we? All right. Okay. We'll go back now and then we'll try and find out where your mum is. All right. Oh, that door's a bit stiff, isn't it? Come this way. All right.
Now reflect on scene B and note the changes in behaviour that made this situation easier for the patient. So what can we do as staff of Pennine Acute Trust to help anyone we may meet or their family as they journey through the hospital? Always act calmly. Introduce yourself. Offer to help. Preserve dignity at all times. Keep questions short and frame them so that the person can answer yes or no in order to establish key facts and information. Listen carefully to grasp the meaning and the tone of the person's conversation. for a quiet place to talk. Allow time for the person to respond. It takes longer for that person to process information. The use of touch, hand on shoulder, or indeed taking a person's hand lightly can be comforting in some situations. Smile, reassure. Think of your body language as open, friendly, and caring. Accept rather than argue with the person in what they are saying, as they may not be living in your world. Where reasonable, support the person's choices. Take time to offer a sit down and a chat. Offer to show the way. Maybe you, if you have time, offer refreshments. Use pictures, symbols, which may help with communication difficulties. Remember that all behaviour is a reaction to a feeling. Try to understand how the person is feeling. It is important to remember that no two people will present with the same symptoms. So we must strive to offer person-centred care at all times. Most importantly, obtain further training to support your role in the Pennine Acute Trust. What training is there? There is an e-learning package, face-to-face dementia awareness, QCF awards in dementia, in-house support with the RAID team, QCF certificates, diplomas in health and social...
Yada, 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 yada. So what training... We will be moving on towards training ourselves so that we can say to the people of Kingston that we are dementia friends. As we have the Child Friendly Award, so we will be telling people in the town that this is a place where when they come among us, we have had some training and are increasingly aware of some of the beginning of issues of for people who live with dementia. And our hope is that this will be a skill that we will learn in our community, and then we will be able to take out with this when we gather. It will be something that we offer in the whole of our lives, because it's something we come in contact with people who live with dementia every day. That's the tiny weeny beginning of the start. God bless you. Let's go and have some lunch. Hurrah!